Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Howdy ho, neighbor Joe. Where's that from? It's from I think it's from Home Improvement.
I don't think it's from anywhere.
Howdy ho, neighbor Joe.
Yeah,
isn't that from Home Improvement?
Isn't the neighbor's name Joe in Home Improvement?
No, it's not Joe.
What is the neighbor's
name? Oh my God! Now you're making me forget it. It's he can't see his mouth.
Yeah.
It's not Ernest.
No,
something like that though. It's don't tell me.
I won't.
Talk amongst yourselves. No, but coffee
howdy
talk.
Ho, neighbor Joe. I'm pretty sure is still from Home Improvement. I think that's what's his name used to say.
Are you sure you don't know his name, Jared?
I know his name. Al is obviously his assistant.
Al was the one that said howdy ho.
Right.
He might have said howdy ho. He never said neighbor Joe.
Okay, whatever.
The neighbor.
Yeah.
Is Wilson.
Yes, you got
good
it.
Job.
Got
okay, so good job. Good. Well, you guys, that was a very long intro of 53 seconds just for me to say hello. I don't get it, listeners. It's Ashley, Naz, and Jared today. Well, Jared's going to join us for a little bit. And then we're going to get some callers on who have proposed to their men. So women proposing to men is the topic for today. Came up with it. How'd you come up with it? Because I have a friend who recently proposed to her boyfriend.
I think it was at your wedding because Briar, who we're going to call, which is Ashley and Lauren's good friend, was a bridesmaid in Ashley's wedding. And I was talking to Briar because she actually drove me to Rhode Island from New York. Mm-hmm. So we got to get close and she was telling me how she wanted to propose. And I was like, we have to do a podcast on women proposing to men. That is so badass. And I just feel like it's just such a cool thing that's not the norm that I would love to sort of deep dive on and just get under the psyche as to why.
Because
I think I would do it. Can you imagine on The Bachelor
if
a woman proposed to a man instead?
Hey, it's 2020. I think it's time, right?
What do you think, Jared?
I think Briar's also a very special personality. I always loved her laugh the first time I ever met Briar. So Briar is Asian. I'm not sure where she's from.
She's from Korea. She's adopted. Adopted from Korea.
And she has a very odd laugh. And when we got engaged, you FaceTime with Briar. Uh-huh. And it was the first time I ever saw her. And she just popped up and she was like, Ashley, you're engaged.
She has
an awesome laugh. Anyway, that's my Briar story.
But wait, what does that have anything to do with her proposing?
Nothing. I'm just kind of giving the context of who Briar is.
Okay, but I have a question for you guys.
I want to do the question.
I have a question for you guys. Okay. I've actually always wanted to ask you this because Ashley.
Answer's no.
Everyone knows.
No, of course not. Fuck no.
You wouldn't have proposed to Jared?
No!
Really? I think that you
Naz,
out of all people
you motherfucking
would.
Kidding me. First off, I know you
love tradition.
Yeah.
Like you're more a traditionalist, but I don't know. You love so hard. I could see you
I would
proclaiming
said no.
your love
no.
to a guy.
You would
no,
you
would. Yes, I would have said no.
I would have debated
in my head whether I would have said yes in the moment because I have always wanted, selfishly, I've always wanted to be the person to propose. So I'm not saying which gender should propose, but for my own lifestyle, I wanted to be the one to propose because it's a moment that I always envisioned.
Right.
And so I remember when Briar talked about it, I think Rob,
her now fiance. Rob, you were like, were you okay with that?
I think he was not okay with it at first and then he came around.
No, he was the one that said, they laughed about it one night at a bar.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite.
Well, she'll tell us.
She will tell us. Yeah. I think that you say it's cool and everything, but do we really want to change that tradition? I'm not saying that, I think that if women want to propose, go for it. You can do it.
Right.
But, I don't want to hear, it's 2020. It's whoever's job you want to make it. No. I want it to still be the guy's job. Sorry. I am a traditionalist in this. If a girl wants to be, the odd one,
right?
You know, when I mean odd, I don't mean she's weird. I just mean one of the minority.
No, mm-hmm. Let's change it up. Let's put the pressure on women.
Shut the hell up.
Let's put the pressure on you guys to plan it.
You're just
buy
being
the
a fucking
ring.
Contrarian. contrarian again.
No,
yes,
no.
You are.
Let's change it up a little bit.
No, Jared, you guys have
it's
nothing
on your
plate.
It's time for you guys to feel the pressure of making pressure. Sure the engagement goes well.
I don't think it's the pressure of our biological clock.
What's your pressure?
Biological clock?
Yes.
I'm just going to sit in this corner.
And Jared, you're playing contrarian right now, and it's very annoying. We have to win you guys over these days. You're the ones that just want to play the field.
Win us over.
Spread the seed, and we have one thing left.
How do you view that? Naz, do you think women have to win men over now?
I don't think it's to win men over, but I think that when you look at history and just you look at makeup and all the enhancements and everything that women do sort of, I mean, of course, now it's 2020, we do it for ourselves, but historically, you know, women would dress up for men. And I think that's what Ashley's referring to.
Yeah, just we put a lot of work into everything. And then there's one thing that you guys get to do. You don't even have to you give the sperm, which is pleasurable, and then you ask the woman to propose. It's all you got to do.
That's a lot.
You ask the woman.
That's a lot. As a man?
That is, Jared's, I will say that's
smiling
the biggest...
here because he knows he's being annoying. You like the tradition of it. You would never want to be proposed to. You would never want to be proposed to.
No, of course not.
And most men probably wouldn't either.
I would say most women probably also
don't want to be proposed. They don't want to propose.
They don't want to propose.
Now that I'm thinking about it, we should do this podcast again and just interview guys and ask them if they would like it. Because technically this podcast, we're getting the female perspective on it. And that is interesting. I wonder if guys... it's obviously case by case. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
So
sure. I'm going to come off such a douchebag.
If I
say the things that I truly believe.
It's because you're being contrarian right now.
No, I was just thinking of gender roles in general.
Yeah.
And
it's a deep dive. I mean, there's so much to uncover. We're not covering that today, obviously.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Never mind.
And I just want to say that I like it the way it is.
Yeah, I will say too, as much as I admitted that I would propose, my preference is for a guy to propose to me. That's just sort of always been my dream in my head. But if I like someone so much, I think it would be sort of, I think for me though too, surprising people and gifting things and making extravagant things happen. And
you can do that without a ring and
actually,
without a proposal.
I kind of feel like whoever proposes to me, I kind of feel like I'd probably do a better job and I don't even know him yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's one thing.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that it needs to be extravagant.
I want to readdress what you said about me proposing to Jared and thinking that I would do it.
I thought you would.
Naz, think about what I went through with him. No. That would be so desperate sad. That would be sad if I went after him. Like, that was what – it was that moment of him proposing to me that it was like, oh, I was right all along.
Right, right.
And he loves me back. It's all reciprocal. That was the moment of complete reciprocation. I mean,
you could also make the argument. I totally get
that, and I agree with you. Like, for you mentally, that's exactly how I would feel. Well, I just mean in general, let's say you and Jared's story was different and it was easier or like quicker. I'm saying in general, you strike me as someone that loves so hard that you maybe would.
No, again, the traditionalist in me would never.
Or one can make the argument and almost would have been poetic if you proposed to me.
Jared, you're so, now you're being
now
annoyed.
Now people are going to be, think you're serious and they're going to be annoyed at you.
I mean,
Jared,
you're kidding.
Are you fucking around right now?
Of course I am.
Jared only, that's all he does. He likes to.
One can make the argument, you were always going after me. It was only fitting in the end that you were the one who got down on one knee.
See, Jared's, the thing that he loves most in life is taking a side that he doesn't believe in and trying to argue it, which is why he would be a good lawyer. Which is why, like, you would be a great lawyer because, like, a murderer could come to you and be like, hey, I murdered the guy. And then you'd be like, okay, well, I got to find a way to prove that he didn't murder the guy.
What I enjoy is looking at all sides of things. I enjoy looking at situations from the outside and seeing both cases of the argument.
Okay, yeah. I agree, and I think most people should be like that.
I think you do that too. You should say, like, to play devil's advocate, just because.
I'd rather just say it.
He wants to
push
your
buttons. I want to know your feelings, your personal feelings.
You know
feelings.
My feelings. I told you I wanted to propose.
I'm not talking about this instance, having said that,
I would never fault or quote unquote shame anybody if the girl wanted to propose.
Of course not.
I think it should be the role within the relationship, not gender roles in general.
That could be true.
Like the role with Briar and Rob, knowing their personalities, it fits that she proposed.
That brings up a great point because for same sex marriages, whenever I ask my friends, I always say, if you guys end up wanting to walk down the aisle, like, who do you think would propose? And my friends would always say, oh, well, he or she is more likely to be the one to propose. So I feel like that brings up a really good point.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic
the role
point.
In the relationship.
One of my closest friends is gay, and Luke, I can say their names. Rob is definitely more the man in the relationship, but Luke is definitely more
feminine energy,
very, quaint and wants the wants love,
protection.
And Rob is far more, the pants in the relationship.
Takes charge.
So Rob would be the one to propose in that relationship.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Another gay friend, gay couple of friends of ours, DM'd me in response to the request for this podcast.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not going to name them. I'm going to be like, so-and-so, you should contact so-and-so for this because I know that they are planning to have the so-and-so propose in that relationship. And it's just funny that all the pressure is on that one.
So maybe this is part one. We'll do hetero guys part two, and then we'll do same-sex marriage proposals part three.
You should have two females on here.
We do have females coming on.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting. I think it would be interesting from a perspective of a lesbian couple.
Same sex. Yes.
But not only just same sex, but two females, because if there's two guys in a relationship, it's kind of known that one of them will propose, where the females, of course, somebody's going to propose, but it's just like, it's so contrary to what tradition is. I would love to hear their perspective on it.
I think it's exactly what you said, though. I think it's a role in the relationship.
I agree.
Hey guys, if you take birth control of any kind, listen up because we are about to change your life. Ashley, Lauren, and I recently discovered Simple Health. They are a new sponsor and they are just everything. Simple Health is about making birth control simple, convenient, and affordable with online prescriptions and, get this, free home delivery. So whether you are listening to this and you're brand new to birth control or you're just tired of dealing with renewals and pharmacies, Simple Health will take care of you. All you guys have to do is fill out an online health profile. Then a doctor will review it and they'll decide if you're a good candidate for birth control. And then they'll write you a prescription. And you can pick the birth control you want or you can have a doctor recommend the best one for you. Then your birth control ships to your door monthly, no interruptions. It's free with insurance plans and it starts at $15 a month without insurance. I mean, what better way to get birth control? I love it because it's so convenient. No more waiting rooms or pharmacy lines or judgment or hassles. All you have to do is get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule, thanks to Simple Health. Also, I love that Simple Health is super personalized, so their doctors can prescribe over 100 trusted brands of the pill, as well as the patch or the ring. They'll help you pick the best product for you, your body, your lifestyle, and your needs. Or like I mentioned before, you can pick it. And the best thing is that they care. You know, they believe in relationships, not just transactions. So if you have questions, your birth control isn't working out, or you need help with the cost, their patient experience team and doctors are just one message away. There's no hidden fees, just a promise of continued care. And if you guys don't believe me, the reviews speak for themselves. Simple Health has been rated 5 stars by hundreds of women. So guys, what better way to get your birth control, especially for the first time? This is so much easier. It's less awkward. It's private. It's discreet, more affordable, convenient. The list goes on and on. So don't miss your chance to try Simple Health for free with our code. All you guys have to do is go to simplehealth.com/IDGI or just enter our code IDGI at checkout. Stands for I don't get it. Also, I just want to make a note. Simple Health isn't a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor. But again, I don't want you to miss out on a chance to try Simple Health for free with our code. Again, all you guys have to do is go to simplehealth.com/IDGI or enter our code IDGI at checkout. Stands for I don't get it.
All right. Well, shall we get Briar on the phone?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Jared, thanks for joining us.
Of course, anytime. I would love to talk more about things that I don't get. There's a lot of things about women I don't get. There's a lot of things about women interaction. I talk about this with Ashley all the time.
She just thinks that we're a big, loud...
No, I get so overwhelmed when it's you two and Lauren, when you guys are here, I can't hang out with you guys.
Why?
I can't do it because you guys have girl talk.
He does the same thing with Lizzie, though, too.
Where it's... It's
he freaks
it's
out.
It's like three different conversations all happening at the same time, but you still all understand what each other is saying. And I'm just trying to keep up and understand, okay, Ashley said that and then Nas said this, but then how does this fit in? And it's just like, and it like escalates.
In the car for my birthday?
So we're smarter than you is why you can't hang out.
Probably. The male brain is very easy. It's like, I can watch football. I don't need much. I just need...
What do you just need to
like? I need like, I don't need much, you know what I mean? Yeah, like yeah. I can focus on one thing for
he
hours at a time.
He truly can only focus on one thing though.
So when you and Dean, first of all, you guys obviously probably already listened to Help I Suck at Dating, hashtag Suck yep. Army.
Hashtag Suck Army.
So when you and Dean, who hosts that podcast, talk, you guys never talk over each other?
Ever? No, we do, but it's not... You guys,
you never want to jump to another topic based off something Dean said. You're never like, oh, this reminded me of this.
But what you do is like where Dean and I will talk about a topic for like a couple minutes and then jump off that. Where what you guys do, it's literally one sentence and then it's like, oh, but my friend did this. And then, oh, but then they did this. Oh, did you see this like skanky little bitch on Instagram? You know, or you guys say.
No, I think what you mean is that we just.
You guys don't say that. I'm being facetious for dramatic effect.
I think there's more of a flow to a girl's conversation. Like that's how our minds are too, though.
Like
you're like, how did I get
do.
On that train of consciousness
but because you guys are you're so good at multitasking.
We do hop from one thing to another so quickly. Yeah,
we were in the car the other day for my birthday and it was me, Lauren, and Lizzie.
Yeah,
and he was like got out of the car. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And it makes me sad.
No,
because
I didn't
he doesn't
mean it
like being around like my girl time.
It's because
my girl time stresses him out.
Because what I do as the guy, it stresses me out because I'll try to engage in the conversation because I don't want to be a jerk. I want to be a part of the group. So I'll try to like interject, but by the time I'm interjecting, you guys are like, I'm three topics behind, you know what I mean? Cause it takes a minute for me to formulate my thought. And then I'm waiting for an opportunity
no time
to say
to
something,
formulate thoughts with
but that's what
combos.
I mean. But then by the time I try to say something and by the time the opportunity presents itself, I'm already four times behind you guys.
That's hilarious.
And then I say something and you guys don't give a rat's ass anyway, because most of the time it's a guy's thought. So it's boring where you guys are. So everything is so dramatic.
Guys
you know?
Try to be a little bit more righteous in moments like that. It's like, well, have you ever thought about it this way, and we're like, "Fuck no!"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, Jared's right. We shut it down. We're like, yeah. we're like, Jared, what do you think? And Jared's like, "Well, da, da, da. No, that doesn't make any sense." And then we're like,
"Of
on.
Course you would say that, Jared."
Yeah, yeah. It's like, "Oh, guys just don't get it."
So true. Okay.
Well, now we'll get Briar on the line. Are you sure you only talked to Briar?
No, tell Briar said hello. And
can you come on and we'll do like a real I don't get it soon?
I would love that. Okay. We should get two guys on here.
Why don't you and Dean, why don't we do a crossover?
I mean, that could be
I
fun.
Would love that. You'd have to ask Sugarman for help. I said dating really crossover.
Okay. Okay,
Dean and I would definitely come on here.
I know. That's what I mean.
It's also easy promotion for the podcast. No, you guys should guys definitely listen to Help I Suck at Dating and iHeartRadio podcast.
Hashtag suck army.
That's right.
Wow. What a plug. All right. Let's call Briar.
Briar. We've talked about you a lot already.
Yeah. We talked about how much we love you.
I love you guys too. I'm very nervous.
Oh my God. Why are you nervous? It's just me and Ashley.
Okay. I want you to start the story of your engagement at the bar the night that you and Rob joked about you proposing to him. And I need all the details, you know, like don't feel like you're talking too long because I know you. You could actually talk forever and everybody would be entertained. I don't say this to everyone.
Well, you know what? To be totally honest, it's unclear whether it was at a bar or at his house or just like on the bus. I have no idea. All I know is that I was at the point where you're drunk. So you think everything is a good idea, but you're not so wasted that you're like about to black out or anything like that. It's just that everything that comes out of your mouth or into your head sounds like the best idea ever.
Yes. Been there.
And you and Rob were together for how long at that point?
Great question.
Maybe like a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay. And you knew he was already... the one sober, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always 100%. Knew he was the one.
100%. Yeah. We knew that we were going to get married. We had already talked about getting married. And I guess we were talking about proposals. And I, again, obviously thinking that my ideas were the best ideas at the time, was just like, Rob, why would I just propose to you? My thought process in my head, which I agree with sober, is, you know, I think we all feel the same way, and no shade to anyone out there. Every single picture that we see on Instagram is literally of like the guy proposing to the girl, or all the stories are like, and when did he do it? And that's kind of the assumption. Mm-hmm. And it just made no sense to me. If you love your person just as much as they love you, like, why do they get to decide? You know what I mean? Like, any kind of like, you know, trip that we go on or any kind of nice dinner that we go on, it might be expectation that he just might do it versus me having the power. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a power thing, unclear. But I was just like, those were kind of the main two reasons, was just that I felt like it was unfair to always have the guy be burdened or be the one that decides when it's time to propose and have the girl be surprised. And the other second thing that I thought about...
I love that reason. That's a great sentiment.
It is a good reason. It makes me wonder about the power, though, because sometimes I would think the girl had the power in that situation in some way because... she's the one that's
responding
and the one
I never
like
thought about that.
Kind of being in a very weird way begged, like on the knee.
She's like begged
to accept another person's wish, you know, like the power lies in that.
I see it both sides.
Yeah, like, but I see it both sides.
Yeah. Keep going. What was your other reason?
Oh, well, and this is the second reason that this is what I thought about too. Like, you know, in my sober follow-up moments of just like, I would, you know, be walking to work and I would rehearse what I would say in my head to him or all like the romantic, gestures that I could, do for him or tell him how much I love him and how much I wanted to marry him. And it just sounded fun. I was like, this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity that, you know, is like just incredible. Like, I could really like craft something that could just bring me and him like so much joy, right?
Right.
So the fun factor.
Friends, extra. I am so excited to tell you about this next sponsor. They are called Caliper, and it is a CBD product. I know a lot of you know that I am obsessed with CBD. I use CBD to help me snooze. CBD helps me with stress. After a workout, it helps me feel less achy. I'm also less sore when I take it, and I just feel calm when I take it. I'm a little less Larry David, a little more Pope Francis, if you know what I'm saying. So basically countless products promise to promote wellness. We all know this. There's drastic diets, extreme fitness routines, over the top supplement regimens. The list never ends. But who says that taking care of yourself has to be so hard? What's great about CBD is that it helps you feel better without making drastic changes to your routine. But let's be real. All those droppers full of those funny tasting like tinctures, they never felt like the best modern science had to offer. So that's why Caliper came in with a better way to consume CBD. So you can get all the benefits of CBD through Caliper in a tasteless, dissolvable powder that your body actually absorbs more rapidly. So you can feel better naturally without like changing your entire lifestyle. This powder to me is everything, you guys, because it's tasteless. So what I do is I like to use CBD to help me snooze. So every night lately, I've been making an evening tea. I drop the powder in the tea and I drink it. My body absorbs it and immediately I feel more calm and I get a better night's rest. Benefits that I've noticed since incorporating Caliper CBD into my routine is that it's helped me with stress. Again, like I told you, I feel less sore, I feel calmer, and I'm sleeping better. Caliper CBD believes everyone deserves a little peace in their pocket. They're the first to provide a consistent, convenient, and precise CBD in a water-soluble powder. So unlike other CBD oils, Caliper CBD powder is completely tasteless, and you can mix it with any food or drink and enjoy the benefits with no weird taste, no oily residue or mouthfeel. So rediscover your best self with a CBD product that's clinically proven to be superior to standard CBD oils. And it's clinically proven that your body absorbs 450% more CBD with Caliper compared to the tinctures. Caliper CBD comes in an affordable 10 and 30 count packs. You can get started for just under $20. They have individual 20 milligram packets and they give you the maximum benefits of CBD wherever you're going. Unlike some products out there, Caliper is completely THC free, which I know is very important to say. So all the goodness of CBD with absolutely no high. So right now you guys can get 20% off your first order when you use our promo code GETIT at trycaliper.com/getit. So that's try, T-R-Y, Caliper, CALIPER.com/getit. And Caliper is sure that you're going to love the product so much, they're even going to give you guys a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's trycaliper.com/getit. Don't forget our promo code GETIT for 20% off your first order.
So did you think that you'd be better at proposing than Rob? More creative?
You know, that's a great question. Because I wasn't that creative. So.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, I love that question because I was telling Ashley that I've never even met my person yet. And I love surprises. And I really do go all out that I already feel like, not even knowing who he is, that I would probably come up with a bomb ass proposal. You know what I mean?
Totally, totally. You really would. That's such a good point.
So did you think that?
Maybe just a little bit. Again, that kind of comes back to the control and the power thing. Like, I would try to think of like so many different, like more creative scenarios, like do it at our favorite restaurant. It'd be like he would have no idea. Our favorite waitress would come up with like this like sushi plate and there'd be a ring in it. And I don't even know. But, I don't know. I think we're both have the even amounts of like creative ability when it comes to proposing.
Okay.
So it was,
okay.
That definitely wasn't the reason. Okay. No.
Okay. So yeah. Continue. You're going to say, so that came to the point where you.
Yeah. And it kind of just like kept coming up, I guess, as we were, you know, hanging out. And I did try to backpedal a couple of times, especially I was just like, I started to think about that. Though.
Wait, sorry, Briar. Can we go back for a sec? So when you said this, what was Rob's reaction and like, how did he respond? And like, what was that conversation like while you were drunk from what you remember?
Oh, great question. Yeah. He was all for it. He was like, yeah, if you want to do it, go for it. That sounds great. Like he's always been so supportive, in terms of my poor ideas.
I don't think it's a poor idea.
And then every time that you tried to backpedal and the topic would come up again, he would still be like, no. Like, I think this is good. Like, you guys talked about marriage so openly that,
right,
like,
right, totally.
Bringing a proposal wasn't like the smashing of a dream.
But walk us through the backpedal. Did you wake up the next morning like, oh fuck, I was wasted?
Oh, no.
Like, why
yeah,
did I
no.
do that? How did that come about?
The core backpedal, it kind of like evolved ever since we talked about it that first night. It kind of evolved into like a light joke, or at least in my mind, it was like a joke between the two of us. And like when we'd go out with our friends, we'd be like, oh, well, she's going to propose. You know, we'd tell like his parents, like, oh, Briar said that she's going to propose. Ha ha ha. Or so I thought. And so when the one time I really tried to backpedal, because I got really sad, I was like, oh man, aww, like I'm never going to have a guy get one down on one knee and surprise me and like have my like, you know, fairy tale princess moment that I imagined since I was little. So one night I did was like, I was like, you know what, babe, I wouldn't be mad if you proposed to me.
Okay.
And he looked at me and goes, it's too fucking late. Like,
oh my God.
We've already told so many people that this is our story, Briar.
Oh my God. But no, you didn't do it for other people though, right? I hope not.
No. Okay. I actually think it's hilarious. No. I was like, yeah, it is too late.
But did you want it, Briar? Because technically it wasn't too late. Did you secretly?
Totally.
Like right now, do you secretly wish that he would have?
Oh, no. And so this is, I think this is where our situation is a little bit unique in the sense that he could tell that I was like a little sad because I am more traditional. And just because I got drunk one night doesn't mean it's to determine our fate forever. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, well, you know, when you propose to me, I can also propose back to you.
I love that. Like both of you proposing to each other.
Exactly. Which like sounds kind of lame, but like basically what happened is, I think about a year before I asked Rob to marry me, I had gone home, to Virginia and my mom had given my sister and I a bunch of like family jewelry that she had found. And in there was, a ring that looked like an engagement ring. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. It's gorgeous. I love the idea of having something that's been in my family, continue to be in my family. So I brought it home to Rob and was like, what do you think about using this for our engagement ring? And we can get our own wedding rings. And he was like, it's beautiful. Like, let's do that. So we got it resized pretty quickly. And then we just had it sitting in our apartment, you know, for about a year before I proposed. So what I did was when I asked him to marry me, let me know if I'm jumping too far ahead, is in the box of things that I gave him, because I knew I wanted to give him some kind of like physical memento to mark the question as opposed to just asking him.
But not a man engagement ring.
No, I'm very anti that.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I think it's just like, for that, it made me feel like I had to get down on one knee, and I just knew for a fact that I was not going to get down on one knee. I was like, I am not that not traditional.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So you weren't going to get down on one knee and you weren't going to present him a ring.
No. And I guess that's a good question. I don't know why. I just seemed very anti that idea. It seemed like too like woke for me or something.
You're like, if I'm going to do this my way, I'm going to completely do it my way and not just like switch. Yeah. I get that.
Totally. Yeah. And also like man engagement things, rings aren't as much of a thing, right?
They've happened, but you know.
Oh, they have been. Okay.
You know that Dean is wearing one right now?
Wait, what?
My friend just texted me and asked me if he's engaged. As if
How
I would
can
know.
You just break everyone's heart like that out of nowhere? What a blindside.
It's very interesting.
What?
Nobody knows whether it's an engagement ring, a wedding ring, a promise ring, but he's wearing one.
So and what he does
calls
he say?
He calls it his wedding band.
So they got secretly married. Well,
my best guess, and this was like all over the place like a month ago, but my best guess on this, because they are not upfront, they like go back and forth between we're married, we're not married. It's like a big joke with them. I think they had like some sort of commitment ceremony in Europe when he broke his leg. And I think it's just like not a legal marriage in the U.S.
But knowing Dean, it was probably like a shaman in the middle of Machu Picchu.
That's what I mean.
Which is equally is like, it's probably more of a real thing, I think. So, you if know. You do that together, you
so,
know.
Yeah, I don't think they have like legal paperwork or anything, but I feel like they're like.
No, I'm
to each
so
other.
Happy, sad for myself.
I'm just kidding. That's amazing. Good
okay,
for
back,
Dean.
Back to Briar.
Sorry, just quick question. Is she wearing an engagement ring or is he just he?
Well, that was actually what was interesting. It started out with Dean wearing the band. And then when I was last with them about 3 weeks ago, I was like, what did you do today? And they were like, oh, we went to go look for Kaylin's engagement ring.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Super cute. Totally into it.
Super cute. Like I said, they seem very, very happy.
Did you guys know that a nurse walks about 5 miles per shift and doctors can work up to
80 hours per week, all on top of devoting themselves just to our well-being. Are medical professionals practically superhuman? Yes. Shouldn't they have a uniform that supports them in every way possible? The answer is also yes. Figs is an incredible company that's actually doing something about it. They design medical apparel that looks good, it feels good, and it helps medical professionals perform at their best no matter what their day throws at them. And what I love about Figs is their features and functionality. They are packed with tons of features. They created their own fabric that's antimicrobial, anti-wrinkle, moisture wicking, full of stretch, and guess what? It's ridiculously soft. And they also have so many pockets. Some of their styles include over 10 pockets, which is amazingly useful when you have a stethoscope, pens, a pen light, scissors, tape, alcohol pads, sanitizer, snacks, more snacks. You guys get the idea. And I also love that they come in a ton of different colors and styles, from the classic V-neck tops and straight leg pants to more fashion forward collar shirts and jogger pants. And I just want to let you guys know, they don't just stop at scrubs. I have a bunch of their workout tops, which are sleek and breathable. They also have lab coats, jackets, tote bags, compression socks, which, fun fact, I actually gifted Ashley compression socks for her birthday because she's always complaining about her ankle swelling, and that can prevent that. So there you go. Is there a doctor in the house, or a vet tech, or a radiologist, or any other awesome human in the medical industry in your life? Or are you in the medical industry? Gift yourself some Figs. And even if you don't work in the medical industry, you probably know someone that does, and you can tell them about it or gift them some Figs. So right now, listeners of I Don't Get It are getting 15% off just for a limited time. All you guys have to do is go to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com and enter our code GETIT15 at checkout. Again, wearfigs.com, WEARFIGS.com, and enter our code GETIT15 at checkout.
So when did you like come up with the timeline of proposing? You said that you had the ring in the house for a year.
Yes, ring in the house for a year. I knew I wanted to do it before the year 2019 was over. And so I think in July I started getting serious. I started like writing down all the things I was going to say and like my, you know, my notepad. I started to really plan like, all right, the venue, where to do it. And my friend had helped me come up with the idea of a box of reasons I want to marry you. So aww. I knew I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do a man engagement ring, but I wanted some kind of physical memento. And she came to me at work one day and was just like, what about if you just like had a box, and inside the box, there were all the reasons why you want to marry him. And so maybe even earlier than the summer before, I started just get like finding like random things, mostly on the internet, of course, of like reasons why I want to marry him. And I tried to make them range from like funny to serious. Mm-hmm. And then whenever he would leave the house and I would still be home, I would start putting together, like wrap the little gifts, write my little notes to him. Because I had a little note for each reason / memento. And then our favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. And we always spend it. Iconic. We always just spend it as like holed up in our apartment here in San Francisco, doing nothing the entire time. So I pretty much knew we had like 4 days of doing nothing ahead of us. And he was coming off like a long work week. So I took the day off and kind of set up the apartment.
Before Thanksgiving, like a couple days before?
The day before Thanksgiving.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which should not be a work day in general.
I know,
I digress.
Right?
Yes.
No, I'm very passionate about that too. So it was very easy for me to see non-suspects because I took the day off and he went in, and I had bought probably like 80 candles of varying sizes because I have a hard time reading candle dimensions on Amazon.
it's hard reading any dimension on Amazon. You're like, oh, well, I hope this is long enough.
I like imagine I had these like giant candles coming towards me, and then they sent them to me and they were like little tea candles. So anyways, I bought a shit ton of candles.
Yeah.
Lit them throughout the apartment. I got like a sign, like one of those like kind of silly like Pinterest signs that are just like, will you marry me? I made it say, will you marry me? And then I set up like a table full of like favorite photos, notes to each other throughout the years, like inside jokes and things like that.
Like, what were you thinking as you're like lighting 80 candles and putting these pictures up? Like, what was going through your mind?
It just was really fun. Like it just felt like, I think the more funny, like comical thing of going through my mind is when I bought my own engagement ring box on Amazon. I was like, well, I never thought my life was going to, and I was like hiding it too. Like that's I was incredible. Trying to do it in secret. I was like, well, I never thought my life was going to go in this way, but here we are. I'm a modern woman. All right. but yeah, no, it was like a super chill day again, you know, just like kind of be by myself thinking, you know, planning my outfit, texting my friends, like showing them pictures. They're all super excited for me. I'm really close with his sister. So I told his sister a couple of days before. The only thing that was,
did
a little
you
stressful,
ask his parents?
I
know that I didn't, that's so random.
It's a great question. No, we had told his parents and I asked him if I should ask his parents for their blessing. And he said, no, I am a 40-year-old man.
But Briar,
he's that, like, oh, it's fine.
That brings up the point, though, that he did ask your dad for permission 5 months or so before you proposed.
Okay, that's interesting.
He did. That's a great question. And it's funny because I've been texting with my dad, and he still brings up that conversation they had. They went to like a bar across the street from our apartment, and my dad
was
came
it
back.
That, wait, I, was it the one? Oh, from your apartment.
Yeah. They went to this, actually Ashley and Lord have been there, but it's just like this like brewery across and they make Manhattans. My dad loves Manhattans and my dad asked for permission and he came back and they were probably a little drunk, but my dad came back and he has never been happier. He was smiling ear to ear. To this day, he still texts me and he goes, I think about that night that Rob and I hung out and he asked me for permission. And so it got to have that like traditional aspect that I know my dad wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like he got your dad got his moment. In other words.
Exactly. That's super important to me. I feel like that's like the whole fucking point of like raising a girl too, right? For moments like that.
So yeah. It's wonder, like, you like, know, the man she's going to marry is going to take care of her.
Overall, how did your family feel? Because I know, your sister, I won't name her.
Wait, she hasn't even finished the proposal story.
Oh, I know, but
no, it's okay.
Now we're on the family topic. That, I know your sister kind of made fun of the idea a bit.
Wait, she did?
Did she? I don't even remember. I feel like we had so many mixed emotions between like, I don't
Sierra
remember.
Sierra was like, don't do it. What did Sierra say?
Well, apparently Sierra didn't tell her anything, but I know Sierra definitely was like, oh, she's been in California so long.
It does seem like a very liberal thing to do, yes.
So,
Yeah, no, I'm not like some kind of like crazy feminist these days. But I do like the idea of like, you know, a balance of power, a balance, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I think of it more as like we love each other the same amount. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah. Equals. Yeah.
One thing that's really cool that I want to share with you guys is that we've actually been hearing that so many of you are meeting people on OkCupid. And I just want to start off by saying that OkCupid actually works. If you didn't know, it is the most mentioned dating app in the New York Times wedding section. Like, if Sex and the City was real, Charlotte York 1000% would have met her partner through OkCupid. It's also because OkCupid asks the most thoughtful questions so it can get to know you better and the type of person you're looking for. Some of the questions that they ask, which I love, are, do you listen to podcasts? How do you feel about coffee dates? Do you want to have kids? One of my personal favorite questions is, about how long do you want your next relationship to last? To me, that is such a crucial question to ask someone that you want to date. That way you just know if you're on the same page and you don't waste your time. OkCupid is the only app in the world that can match you on a range of issues that you care about, from, you know, whether you're a cat or a dog person to how you feel about climate change. So stop the mindless time on dating apps. Go to the app where you choose what matters. Now has never been a better time since we are all home to join OkCupid. And if you guys didn't know, OkCupid is free, so I don't even have to give you a code or a super long URL. All you have to do is download OkCupid today, go on a great virtual date this week maybe, and tell us about that great person that you met, and maybe we'll come to the wedding.
So, okay, continue with, you know, the setup and when Rob walks into your apartment.
So I had kind of lost track of time. I was, I knew he was going to come home between like anywhere, because it's the day before Thanksgiving, like 3 and like 6 p.m. So knowing that was like my time frame, and knowing that I wanted to be like 5% buzzed, but not red, because I get red when I drink. That would ruin everything.
Oh my God.
5% buzzed.
you know, just like a slight champagne buzz. I was really trying to time my thing right.
Yeah.
So I kind of lost track of time. And he sent me a text, and he was like, I'm like 20 minutes from home. And I was like, shit. I was like ironing like the shirt I was wearing. I like frantically tried to, set up all the candles or light all the candles throughout the house, make sure everything was intact. And then I realized I didn't have my music situation set up because, of course, I had been carefully constructing a playlist that I was going to play in the background with, like, Roy Orbison.
Oh, my God. I love Roy Orbison.
Wait, why Roy Orbison?
Wait, do you listen to the Traveling Wilburys?
It's amazing.
Do you listen to the Traveling Wilburys?
No, I have no idea who that is. Is that like Roy Orbison's like spin-off band?
Side tangent. It was like this super group for 2 years with Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison. Like literally the most iconic group ever. Cool. Google it. Anyways, keep going.
Do you remember when Taylor Hanson had a super group?
I do. And it was called Tinted Windows?
Yes. Good job.
This is why Jared can't keep up with us.
I know.
Okay. So Rob. Okay. So the playlist.
Yes, the playlist. And that was, and you know, so I couldn't find the stupid fucking connector to your iPhone that allows you to plug
Believe me, we have the issue with the podcast every week.
Oh my God. Like to call you, we need one of those and we're always like missing it.
I know it was somewhere in my junk drawer, which is right in front of my door. So that was the last thing I needed. I was trying to frantically look through that drawer for the adapter. Mm-hmm. And then I hear the key turn.
This is so suspenseful.
He opens the door and I look at him and I was so close to being perfect, except for I didn't have the right playlist playing in my mind. And I look at him and the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, shit. I fucked up. Sorry, and I realized that those being the first words coming out of my mouth and there being candles and me dressed up, this looks like some kind of apology thing. Like he might interpret this
like he's like, did you cheat on me?
Exactly.
This is fucking crazy.
So he walks in the door and he's like stunned. He didn't even realize I said that. And I like take his hand and I bring him into like the living room where the candles are. And I point him to the sign that says, Rob, will you marry me? And then he drops his keys and his bag on the ground. And I think, like, puts his hands up to his face. And it was the first time I've ever seen him cry, which was nice.
Oh, my God. Like, the first time you've ever seen him cry. Wow,
maybe,
Briar.
Like, maybe second.
Wow. That's so powerful. Wait, so
he
what?
He didn't, like, bawl, but he cried.
Yeah. So he had no idea.
Well, not in that moment.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he wasn't expecting it.
And that was part of the fun of it, too. Again, like, kind of going back to this notion of, like, this sounds like a fun, like, once-in-a-lifetime experience I can do for myself and for him.
Right.
I had totally thrown him off for the past couple months. Whenever we talk about getting engaged, I was like, yeah, do it a couple years when I'm not in any rush.
Yeah.
But when I fully knew that I was going to do this in November, I still acted like it was not happening. So I can see why guys might have a little bit of fun with that in terms of like throwing
you know, off. Yeah. Off, yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you read everything in the box? Like how did that play out?
That box was sitting on like the table with the, like, will you marry me sign and like the photos and, it was sitting on our coffee room table. And so when he said yes, I brought him over to the other table and we had gone through the box together. I think there was like 8 reasons why I want to marry him for all different, you know, things. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to say. And the last reason in the box was the wedding ring. And so what he did was take the ring and then get down on one knee there. And then put it on my finger, which was nice.
Oh, so it was my kind God. Of, yeah, so he like sort of like, yeah, everything. Like it feels like it was seamless.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful.
Wow. That's amazing.
Highly recommended.
I kind of love the idea of proposing to each other.
Yeah.
You know, I like that
totally.
Idea.
Totally.
Briar, how do you feel most men think about a woman proposing and if they'd want their significant other to do it?
I feel like I have a skewed view of it living in San Francisco. I'm not gonna lie. Uh-huh. I feel like people here are just like, it's just like on a daily basis, you know? I feel like these days guys would be totally fine with it. Don't you guys feel the same way?
No, Jared said he wouldn't be.
Jared wouldn't, but I think, yeah, I mean, I think the more and more we progress, like, as a society and, like, definitely living in LA, I think people here would definitely be open to it, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel as though, at least when I think about, like, the immediate men that, you know, I encounter at work and things like that, I feel like they would be very, maybe not just into it, but, like, open to it.
Would be open to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Briar, yeah. You were the first person that I met that has done this, and you, like, inspired this whole podcast. So, like, we can't...
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you enough for coming on and telling us the story. And I miss you. You need to come to LA.
I miss you guys, too. I'm coming to LA next month for a wedding, so I'll hit you guys up.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. All right, love you. Thank you for sharing
that. You're so open. All the other stories, too, that you guys bring on.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to them. Or I can forward you an email.
Okay. No, bye. Listen.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Okay,
bye.
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 All right. Now we're going to read some stories and call some girls if we have, you know, questions about their story. The first one is from Alyssa. She says, The quick version of my story is that we hit our 5-year mark in November 2019, the same week I popped the question. I decided that it was that weekend. The rest of my life was meant to be with this man. I had known this, though, since about our second week of dating. Sometimes you just know.
Wow.
I had a cute little setup on the roof of our building. We live in Brooklyn. Tea light candles in all our glasses that we had taken from bars throughout the years. Blankets laid out for a picnic of McDonald's that I had delivered.
So amazing.
It was precious. I had written out a speech that day, but in reality, I had always had it ready to go from years of little love notes. I read the speech, cried, and I did not get down on one knee. I'm not begging a man to do anything for me. He cried and then said yes. So that was very cute.
Okay. Our next story, Jessica. She said, wait, first of all, Ash, it's interesting that now we've talked to two women that haven't got down on one knee. I wonder if, like, any women that have gotten. Okay. So this one's from Jessica. She says, I saw Ashley's Instagram story, Seeking Lady Proposal Stories, and figured I'd share mine. I proposed a week ago. A week ago!
I know.
My man and I are both early 30s from Toronto. We've been together for 7 years, best of friends. He's had many of chances to propose over the years, Europe, Caribbean trips, but still no ring. Why was I going to wait for him to make the move if we both clearly knew our next step? Heck, most of my girlfriends had given their partners a drop-dead date or an ultimatum, and I would never want to do that. That's very interesting. Also, I like to do things a little differently. Ever heard of the Irish Leap Day lady proposal tradition? No, we're not Irish, but I felt like the upcoming Leap Day, what better time to propose? So just like that, I had a date. My guy travels a lot for work, and turns out that he had a work trip planned to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Halifax? East Coast of Canada, great. But I couldn't let his work trip get in the way of my date, so I went on with making a plan, booking a flight, making contacts in a city I knew nothing about, thankful for Instagram, Airbnb, Reddit. I sneakily found out all the details of his trip, all his events. Turns out he was going to be free the leap day morning, starting work early afternoon. I had a few hours and no room for error to bring my plan to life. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I flew in the day before, rented a beautiful Airbnb in an old church, had organized a surprise scavenger hunt around the city that would have him turn up at my Airbnb where I would surprise him with my presence and get down on one knee. How did
she goes, yes, I got down
yes,
on one
I
knee.
Yes, I totally got down on one knee. The scavenger hunt started with a coffee note and a little package delivered from the hotel concierge to wake him up. Then he made a few stops, picking up breakfast, using code words, and ended up at my door. Everything executed perfectly. I've grazed over the details here, but let me know if you're interested in more. Do we call this girl?
Yeah, we call her.
Let's call her.
I have two questions. I want to know why she ended up not being like, it's been 7 years, what are you doing? And decided, instead of pestering him, to do it this way.
Right.
And how she was so sure that he'd even want to get married. Because she said the next step was obvious.
And getting down on one knee. And
then
also
the knee,
like,
thing.
And also, that is such a leap of faith as well, to plan this huge thing and to make sure that he was, like, free just that morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She killed it. Oh, my God. All right, let's call Jessica.
Okay. All right, guys, we got Jessica on the line. Jessica, it said that you were together for 7 years beforehand and that you both clearly knew the next step, but
yes.
What was holding your boyfriend back from proposing, you think?
I don't know if he was just kind of, like, sitting around or, like, I hadn't really given the like ultimatum that I feel like a lot of girls do, or that like, hey, let's do this before, you know, 6 months from now. So he was just kind of, I feel like, waiting for that little bit of a push. And instead of giving him that push, I kind of just took it into my own hands.
I just have to say, like, your story, I just, the more I was reading it, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And we've talked to, we've read another story, and we talked to our friend Briar before, who neither of them got down on one knee. So I want to know what, you know, why did you decide to get down on one knee?
So I feel like this is the one part of the whole proposal situation that I was going back and forth on. And I feel like it's actually the one thing that so many people were asking me, like, are you going to get down on one knee? And I had no idea basically until like 5 minutes before what I was going to do with regards to that.
Wow, cool.
And then I was just kind of like, let's just do it. Oh, let's just get down on one knee. I feel like that's kind of like the quintessential proposal thing.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like the getting down on one knee was like for a split second.
Did he have any idea that you were going to propose?
Oh, no idea at all. Like, I surprised him across the country. So I feel like him opening the door to my Airbnb and seeing me there was a shock in itself. And he was kind of like, hey, happy anniversary, which is, I guess, in a month from now.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, then I just kind of like went into this whole spiel that I obviously prepared and said nothing that I wanted to say. I was like, oh, this sounds so lovely. I have this, all these check boxes and points I want to hit. And then basically I like blacked out, mumbled a bunch of stuff, and then grabbed the ring, got down on one knee, and he was very shocked.
How did he respond? More words than just shocked. Was he a little bit, was he at all weirded out? Did he feel like that was like supposed to be his duty?
I feel like initially, he was just kind of like hands over his head, like shock on his face, like, oh my God. He's like, I wanted to propose. Yes. Like,
oh, you had 7 years to do it.
But not like, not really in the sense of him being like, oh, you took this away from me. But yeah. I feel like his gut reaction was like, what are you doing? Ah, I should be doing this.
That's crazy.
Then he's like, yes, this is amazing. And I think obviously just being caught off guard by so many ways of just like seeing me in town. And then obviously being shocked with the proposal, he's like, I feel like I jumped out of a plane.
And so you gave him a ring because we read that you sort of like, it really is incredible how you put all this together so quickly. so was he like afterwards, was he just like, I'm going to get you a ring now? Like what was sort of his mindset in general? Because he obviously said he wanted to do it, but then you told us in the story that it took 7 years to get, you know, get there.
Yeah, so actually we just actually went ring shopping like on my lunch break.
That's kind of
I'm so excited.
It's kind of a great way to like ensure that you pick out your own ring, you know what I mean? You like get them theirs and then you're like, all right, it's time to go buy ours.
I know, honestly, that's like what so many girls have said. They're like, wow, you really got this figured out. Hey, so you got the ring that you want. You kind of get to do things on your terms. But yeah, it's been fun to kind of go through the process together.
How does he feel about having an engagement ring?
You know what? He's a guy that wears kind of rings and jewelry in general. So I feel like he's like loving it, feeling like he's got like kind of that status symbol, and he loves the ring itself. So I really nailed it with that one.
Wait, I'm kind of loving this idea because then the guy has to wear the engagement ring and it's right? like... Women I'm like this general is like public. So many pros.
Yeah.
What did your friends and family think about this? Did you tell any of them?
Yeah, I definitely blabbered to so many people, so I'm surprised he didn't have any idea that it was coming. But yeah, I think just like overall great response. Actually, so many of my guy friends were like, this is amazing. I would have never wanted to, like, I would have loved to have a girl propose to me and not have to go through like all the motions on my own. I feel like my parents were less shocked than I thought they would be.
Did they know beforehand?
Yeah, I told them before. And overall, just like very, very supportive. I mean, nobody seemed that caught off guard by the idea, despite not ever having heard of a woman proposing before.
What other, what was his parents' reaction?
Oh, they were excited about it. Okay. Yeah, I let them know before too. Oh, I was like, you know, you never know with that whole traditional approach to things. Obviously, you feel like some of the guys should let the female's parents know. So I was like, you know what? I might as well just like go a little bit by the book and make everyone feel special and involved.
Well, we just, I like absolutely love your story and can't thank you enough for writing in and coming on and talking to us about it. And go you. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much. And hopefully I can inspire a couple other women to do the same.
I think we're going to get good feedback on this podcast.
Yeah, I think women are going to definitely. If I was listening to this, I'm rethinking it.
Yeah, it would be cool. It would be cool to listen to this and definitely like open your eyes to different ways of doing it.
Especially if you're someone like just like you who's sort of waiting around and don't want to do that ultimatum, because that's a whole other podcast we could do. Yeah. About women who do give men ultimatums.
Exactly.
You know, is it okay? Is it not okay? Or what your preference is. So, yeah, great.
Totally.
Thank you, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye, Sam. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
All right, Naz and I are going to read a couple more stories and then see if we have anybody to call. Okay, so this one is not like the most pleasant.
Oh.
But here it goes. On our 2-year anniversary, I planned a trip to the Redwoods near San Francisco for the both of us because I knew it was on his bucket list to see them. I gave him tickets for his birthday in December to make it seem like it was just a birthday gift. I bought him an engraved pocket watch instead of a ring. The proposal was a bust, though, because I didn't realize how packed the park would be when we went. Ooh. There wasn't anywhere for privacy, and he hates having attention on him. So there was no way I could cause a scene without embarrassing him.
Oh,
so
my God.
I waited until we were like kind of off the main path and awkwardly pulled out the watch. And I don't even remember what I said, but I said something kind of dumb like, "This is my proposal to ask if you will propose to me."
Wait, what?
It sounds like she chickened out at the end.
It sounds like she, yeah. Okay. Like she should have just proposed, but she's like, "This is my proposal for you."
He like was already feeling weird. And she was like,
Yeah. Exactly.
And she goes, "That is not, next line is, which is not what I had planned."
Damn.
He was really confused at first, but sweetly took the watch.
Oh my God.
And then we got back to the car and he had a parking ticket, facepalm.
Oh my God, this is the worst.
It took him 2 years and several conversations to finally have him propose back.
See, this is sort of borderline down the line of that ultimatum. It's not an ultimatum, but around that conversation that we were having, like women that sort of have to like have several conversations with men to propose. I would love to do a podcast on that.
Yeah, that would be good. I also feel like this girl probably, he got awkward and then she was like, "Oh shit, this is probably not the thing that he'd want."
Wait, read the next line, Ashley.
The 2 years?
Yeah, after she says
2 years. Oh yeah. I also gave him the ring and just said, "Give it back to me when you're ready."
Damn.
What?
Well, in a way, it's like a proclamation of love, right? Like, I'm ready. I want you to propose to me. But it does seem as though she had planned, you know, she booked the trip to San Francisco to propose to him.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, there's a little bit more to this, but I think that's the gist.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, are they married?
Oh gosh. Okay, no. Let me actually read this. So, they're married.
Okay, yay.
So, she goes, "I also gave him the ring back when he did propose just to say, give it back to me when you're ready. And when we talked about it, he eventually confessed that he felt stressed out about not doing it right, which is also how he feels about gift giving. So gift giving is a thing for him." She goes, "He just said with gift giving, you can just put it off until you can't anymore. With giving, you just put it off." Maybe she said can't put it off until you can't anymore because Christmas and birthday comes around. But with a proposal, you can just keep putting that off. Oh, okay. So with gifts, you always know when you're going to give gifts.
Got it.
But with a proposal, you can keep putting it off forever until your girlfriend complains enough. That's what he said.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, he could have been joking around.
And then eventually she says, eventually he proposed to me by buying me a new Polaroid camera and using it to create a photo scavenger hunt to a bunch of special locations.
So he went all out.
Yeah.
She
goes, "It was a blast, but it was so quick to find them because I was so excited that I had finally got to I got to the final location before he even did."
That's hilarious. Wow.
In the stars weren't supposed to have a flawless proposal.
No, but that's a great story. I love it. Here's another story, which is sort of different and interesting. I actually have a really unique story. Me and my husband got married July 26th of 2014. We were young. I was 18. He was 19. We had a 1-year-old together at the time. We later had a baby girl as well. After 2 years, we split up because he was going through a drug addiction, and I had to do what was best for our kids and myself and leave in hopes he would eventually grow up and get clean. We spent 4 years apart, and after 4 years, we started to talk again, more than just about our kids. He was 3 years clean and basically changed his entire lifestyle just to try to get me back. He would have done anything and everything. We never got a divorce, so I went to the store and got him a ring. He was living at his mom's, which just happens to be where we had our small little backyard wedding. So I ran inside to wake him up. I dragged him out into the yard right where we said I do, played our wedding song on the speaker, and asked him to be my husband again. That's my mom cute. Just texted me. She's so annoying. Just kidding. I love you, mom. So I ran inside to wake him up. I dragged him out in the yard right where we said I do, played our wedding song on the speaker, and asked him to be my husband again. We are back together and things are great. We're planning on renewing our vows. Aww.
That's a cute different take on it too.
Yeah, I love that.
And this one is definitely cutesy. I proposed to my fiance with a ring pop and a box that I made. Because so I knew he would completely love it. We had talked about getting married, but I decided I didn't want to wait. So I lit candles and got dressed up and videotaped it. I don't know what that means. She goes, I had a whole speech planned, but then ended up completely freezing up. But I did get down on one knee and he said yes. And now we are getting married in 3 weeks.
Aww,
so
I love
like
that.
There's a couple like gaps in that. But like right. The bottom line is
ring pop.
And he said yes, and they're getting married in 3 weeks.
And the fact that he would love the ring pop makes me love him. That's really cute. Okay, exactly. So what do you think about this last person? Should we read the story or should we call him, Ash?
Yeah, let's call her.
Okay, we're going to call for our last story.
All right, you guys, we got Angelique on the line. Angelique, tell us about how you proposed to your fiancé still?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
So I did a... Like, I invited all of our family up, and I proposed at a friend's pop-up in San Francisco, and I did it on Leap Day just so we kind of have something every four years.
Like Friends, the TV show?
Yeah, like Friends, the TV show. Like, I did it in Monica and Rachel's apartment.
And that's amazing! Are you guys huge Friends fans, obviously?
I'm a huge Friends fan, and he watches it, like, with me, and we do, like, Friends trivia, and we do, like the board games and all of that type of stuff. So he has like learned a lot about it and has been able to like pick it up. But
refresh my memory. Monica did propose to Chandler, right?
Yes. Okay. And so that's where we kind of, I did like all the candles in the room and, everything was kind of set up like that. It was through the like AT&T store. So they're the ones that have the pop-up. And so they were actually the ones that like set up all the candles for us.
Oh, so you called them and you were like, I'm going to propose to my boyfriend. Like, can you guys help me out?
Yeah. I got in contact with them like 2 months prior and I was like, hey, what's the lines like on a Sunday or a Saturday? Because I just wanted to be able to get in.
Right.
And, be able to figure out like, okay, how long am I going to be waiting? Like, am I going to be like fighting people to try to like get into a position to like be able to do it? Because from my impression, it was super busy, but they ended up closing it down for us. So we were able to like surprise him and like,
wow. So they heard the story and they were like, oh no, we're going to close this for you.
Well, so they closed it for like 30-ish minutes.
That's good.
That's
amazing.
And
it was so nice. And then we had like our family knock on the door.
Wait, why did he think you were getting this special treatment?
So they actually told us and like we planned it beforehand to where when we tried to like get into the pop-up, they said that it was closed for a private event. And I like told him, I was like, hey, we've like come so far for it. Like, can we just get in and see it for a couple minutes?
Perfect.
And so we were able to get in without any questions on that front, because obviously they knew like what the event was for. Mm-hmm. But I told him that we had a photographer coming. And so he's like, but what about the photographer? Like the photographer's not here yet.
Oh my
God.
And
the photographer was never coming because... Like, it was my reason for him to, like, dress up without being like, okay, you need to dress up.
I didn't even think of that. Like, you know how guys sort of have to get you to get your nails done and stuff? Well, some people. That's so funny.
Yeah, it turned out really well.
So then and, like, how did he react? And, like, did you get down on one knee?
I did get down on one knee and he was very surprised. He was like visibly shaking beforehand because he was so nervous that like we're somewhere where we shouldn't be. And he's like, it's super out of your character to like ask somebody like and go and bend the rules and be like, no, but we really need to get in. Like, can we get in just for a short amount of time? He was like, that's not you. Like, that's not how you act. And he's like, so I was freaking out that like, and then an employee walked up to us and he like was shaking more. And he was like, I was so nervous, like thinking they were going to tell us like, what are you guys doing in here? Like, you guys shouldn't be here. And they're like, let me take your backpack.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah. And he was like stunned. And then he got even more stunned when our family came through. Since we moved from Orange County to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And so we had his parents and my parents and like his sister, fly up here to be able to be there for it. And so I think that aspect also massively stunned him.
Oh, what did your families think about
it? What did your family say? What did your friends think?
Everyone has been like completely in love with the idea and they've, like, our families have been super supportive, and I haven't really had any, like, negativity, I guess, against the whole factor of, like, because it's very out of norm. And so nobody has ever mentioned anything about it, and so I figured that I would hear something at some point, but everyone was like, wow, breaking gender roles, like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And just, like, making things, and they're like, well, she went above and beyond, and he was like, well, that's better than I could have done, so I'm glad that you took over.
Interesting. Was he ever upset that you had sort of taken this moment from him?
No, not at all. So he... like, we've discussed beforehand, and he told me that he was nervous before about proposing and, like, trying to make it up to a standard that he thinks that I want it and just, like, doing something that's different than what we're normally doing. And he was like, I can't plan this, like, extravagant weekend. He was like, because I don't do it very often, so you're obviously going to know what's going to happen. He was like, I want to be able to fully surprise you. And so he was, like, very nervous trying to figure out what to come up with and how to like surprise me, but have it be above and beyond. And right. So, and then I asked him in the very beginning of our relationship and I was like, hey, what would like your idea be? Or like, how would you feel if I ever proposed?
Oh, so you did. Like, you did run it by him.
Yeah. I asked him like way beforehand. So it wasn't like I asked him like a month before. Right, and so he would like think about it. Mm-hmm. But I always loved the idea of proposing because I wanted to like, I'm the planner in our relationship, so it's not weird that I plan something out of the blue, but it's super weird if he does.
Got it. Yeah. I love that makes sense. Yeah,
you answered so many questions there.
I had one more, but I hate when it just like leaves my brain. I forget. No, I guess that's it.
Perfect. All right. Well, Angelique, it's been a pleasure hearing your story. Thank you so much.
I was just going to tell you, Monica Geller would be very proud.
Okay.
That's really badass that you did it like that.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well.
All right, Ashley. We've been from an hour ago when Jared sat down to now. You still would have never.
Of course. No, I would not. But I do think that these interviews and stories have confirmed to me that it's definitely a couple by couple basis.
Yeah.
It definitely has to do with their dynamic.
The role in the relationship. Because what Angelique just said, you know, she's like, I'm the planner, which is kind of like how I feel. Yeah. But what Breyer was saying was like, why does he get to choose? Yeah. I want to choose. So I feel like there are various different reasons as to why you'd get down on one knee and ask a guy to marry you.
Yeah. It's fun.
I love it. I love this podcast so much. I think we should continue it and do like a guy perspective, a same-sex marriage perspective.
I definitely want to do same-sex.
Yeah, and just dive deep in it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on Instagram at I Don't Get It Podcast and join the Facebook group.
Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. I Don't Get It Podcast.